Trichomoniasis is an issue that Alabama State veterinarian Dr. Tony Frazier says they continue to get questions about. So he explains the new rules concerning this and how they affect Alabama cattle producers.
There's an effort nationally to harmonize all these state rules about entry into your state. And so in Alabama, for bulls coming into the state, they'd have to be trich tested within 30 days. We just changed our rule to increase that to 60 days. And that's what the national folks is asking us to do. That's bulls that are 18 months of age and older that come into our state. So that's just an example of what a lot of the states are trying to harmonize all of our trich rules. It's a little bit of a growing issue from our states out west. So the testing protocols, the length of time of test, the age of the animal to test. So we went ahead and got our board to approve the test to be within 60 days, which gives the producer a little more time to get that test done, get his bull bought, and then come on into Alabama.
And on another note, he also has an update concerning where things stand with the federal animal disease traceability rule.
USDA folks still saying that enforcement is coming. And I was on a conference call with the USDA folks, and they still do not have a date on the calendar when enforcement will start. Nonetheless, the work that we've already done here in Alabama with our rule, adult animals are required to be officially identified. That puts the producer already in a good position. They're already doing it. We're having excellent results at the stockyards. We have an excellent response from our producers, excellent response from our veterinarians that are helping with this. So we're moving forward, and I'm very pleased with the progress that we've made.
Dr. Frazier said if you have any questions concerning it, to contact their office in Montgomery. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.